Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our first guest in, don't we, Maggie?
We do. We have the lovely Lois here from Age UK.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lois. How are you doing?
I'm spiffing, thank you very much. I'm not covered in painted cat fur.
Spiffing?
No. Well, we had to keep the cat out of the living room which we were decorating because he would have investigated the paint and got it everywhere.
My cat did that. Mm-hmm. He's a black cat and had a nice white stripe down in at one point. Yeah.
Yes. I else would have been pink.
We don't want that.
Anyway, so you're in charge of Age UK on the Isle of Wight, aren't you?
I'm not in charge. Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. You're in charge of something.
I'm in charge of getting the word out to people about some of their services. I work for Age UK on the Isle of Wight, and I'm working for the department that helps people 50 plus to get online and stay safe online to access services digitally.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's very handy.
Okay, so everything's moving to be digitally based now, banking, shopping, all kinds of things. So it's very important then that people can at least get the basic services
absolutely online. And it is a shame that banks etc are closing and more stuff's going online, especially since COVID. Of course, GP surgeries, a lot of it you have to do online now, so we're trying to sort of bridge that gap with people, really. We're trying to get them to access those services where before maybe they haven't been able to, so trying to get them the support they need.
Okay, makes sense. And how are you doing that?
So we've got a few ways of doing this. So on my left here is the lovely Digital Dan. So he goes to people's homes who are perhaps limited mobility or who've got systems at home that they can't take out that we can check. He does one-to-one support, so mm-hmm. he can look at issues they have or connectivity issues. He'll tell you in a minute. We also have drop-ins all around the island where you can go along, take your smart tech with you, and then someone there will actually help you go through stuff. So maybe it's like, you know, looking at YouTube or finding your files that you photographed and you've lost them. And you also do workshops, so covering a wide variety of topics from online banking, safe shopping, scams awareness, social media, that sort of thing.
Scams awareness is very important, isn't it? Because there's an awful lot of those these days.
Absolutely. I had one the other day as well.
One yesterday from PayPal. Telling me I owe somebody something. No, I don't.
No, you don't. I mean, always in scams, if in doubt, just to delete it.
Yes.
Well, if it's a real bill, they'll come back to you. They won't just ignore it.
That's why the bailiff's knocking on the door. So, actually, we've got Scams Awareness Month next month. Okay. So we've got a lot of workshops around the islands looking at scams. And we have the lovely Sally Ash from Isle of Wight Trading Standards actually doing some of those conversations and workshops.
Yeah.
And Phil Bonser, who is a former bank manager. So he's very good for trying to get people aware of scams.
You could help people at 50 plus.
Yes.
At home or in your workshops, that's the thing. And it's more than just the basics, though, isn't it?
We are from the basics, from the people who aren't currently online. So if you don't have anything at home, we can actually lend you a tablet or a smartphone with data and show you how to use it and give you all the basics of getting online, right through to rigging up people's sort of like stereo systems and stuff like that to their laptop. Dan, I'm looking at you. That's right. But it's anything that makes your life easier digitally.
Okay.
But obviously priority is to keep you safe and access essential services.
Right.
Interesting stuff.
It is certainly interesting. I mean,
one of the things we'd say is that, of course, you can always listen to Vectis Radio online.
You can. And for those people that aren't listening online, if you're not listening because you can't get online, talk to us.
Yeah.
This is true. So what do you get up to, Dan? Come and tell us what you get up to.
Hello there. So, hello. Like Lois was saying, we predominantly help with security and with connectivity as well. So lots of people have got friends and family on the mainland or Australia, places like that. So a lot of the time we'll help people use WhatsApp, which is a messaging service. Yep. But obviously, as it uses the internet, you're not charged long distance calls or anything. I have people who have limited vocal abilities as well, so they'll send photos and stuff to their daughter and back and forth like that. And also, like Lois was saying, so much stuff is now online. There's QR codes for scanning things for tickets and travel.
Squidgy
codes, yeah. And online shopping is a really big one as well.
Yes.
Because so many people, like I say, either with limited mobility or with lockdown and things like that, so many people have turned to that. And with technology, even if you get everything going right, every so often there'll be something that will flummox you. Something will pop up, and we're here here to help with that. So there'll be things
like... They give you an improvement, which makes it ten times worse.
Improvements are often a way of, a company showing their difference to everything else. Yes. But really, we'd like things to be more universal.
So if I wanted to do online banking, say, would you be able to show me how to do it? Do you have a dummy thing or...?
We could get everything set up for you because when you're accessing your account, we can't be with you at that point. So I'd have to leave the room or the property just whilst
you
check.
Haven't got a dummy thing that you can pretend to do?
Not really. There are things like that which are unfortunately what the scammers use. So when people look like they're on their bank account, they're not actually on there. Yep. So no, we'd actually go through. I mean, I've actually got Nationwide on mine, so I'm happy to show people how mine works and the millions I haven't got.
Yes. I actually do online banking, but I'm just saying if I didn't, then...
Yes, yeah, and it's very good for checking. If you do think that maybe something's been a scam, you can then check your bank and double-check to see what's happened, the ins and outs.
Okay, and you can get people online to do their shopping at any other supermarket, whatever.
Yes, there's... I'm not sure if we're allowed to list any, but there's lots we can do.
We know all the main big four supermarkets. The two discounters don't do home delivery, but the main big four do. And if you are immobile, it's got to be easy to have someone drop it on your doorstep.
Absolutely. Or even bring it into your kitchen, as they do.
Yeah, some will. Some will indeed.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times people will do it with multiple bulky items, so they still might like to go to the shop just for a little bit of socialising, a few things they forgot.
Absolutely.
But like I say, those things that... you'd really struggle with, especially with weather like we're having as well. You don't have to be caught out in that. Parking's getting more restricted in places. I know in Ventnor, they're looking at closing about 6 roads to traffic completely for parking. So that's going to be difficult for people as well. So, yes, it's a big help.
I think it would be.
How do people access these services?
So we have a direct phone number now, which is for our digital team, and that means you can find out about the workshops or drop-ins or organise a one-to-one with me to come and see you. That's 01983 301 693. Mm-hmm. And that, like I say, is our direct line. You'll speak to Paula, I expect, and find out what your needs are and how we can help you.
Okay.
We also do have our office. It's 147 in the High Street, so next to County Hall.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And our office reception is now open, so you can always pop in and ask there as well.
And I noticed there you've got some dates of workshops.
We do.
Yeah, these are the current ones.
Okay, so we are now up to Tuesday. So that'll be that's today, isn't it? So we're not going to have that one. So Wednesday the 16th. At Ryde Library, it's 10:30 till 12:30.
Yeah.
The next day, Thursday the 17th, 10:00 till 12:00 at Newport Library. And then after that, it's Tuesday the 22nd of November, 10:00 till 12:00, and that's over at Sandown Library. And then Wednesday the 23rd of November, 10 till 12 at Bembridge Library.
So you get around.
And they are all about online banking.
Okay.
And are they free to attend or do you have to pay?
They are free to attend, yes. All our services in terms of workshop drop-ins and my visits are now free or at least covered by our charity.
It used to be a
sliding scale for some of it, but it's lovely because it's a lovely feeling to help people. And then when they ask what you owe them, you say nothing at all. I mean, I did a skydive recently, so I was raising money that way because some people really want to be able to give us something, and obviously we can't accept money, so I decided I'd throw myself out of a plane.
So when that comes around again,
I will collect money that way. But like I say, no, everything's covered.
I'm starting to question your sanity now, but still, anyway. And you've got, I noticed that Lois just stuck another piece of paper in front of you.
These are our drop-in sessions.
Yep.
We have Bembridge Library on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's 10 till 12. We have Ryde Library on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, that's 10:30 till 12. Westwyke Community Centre on Tuesdays, that's every Tuesday, 10:30 till 12. And then Newport Library, the second and fourth Thursday of the month, 10:30 till 12. And then finally, just down the bottom here, Brading Youth and Community Centre is the second Monday of the month, and that's 11 till 1:00.
So you're busy people.
People can just rock up at these and
yes, the drop-ins, yes. Bring your device or bring your questions and we'll do our best to help.
Thank you, Dan. Could you give me that phone number for you one more time, please?
Absolutely. It is 01983 301 693.
So if you're having any problems with digital stuff and you're over 50... then give them a call and they'll help you as much as possible. Yes. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
That's brilliant work.
Which is indeed.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.